Explore the tropics at Whole Foods Market through April 16th. Save on juicy finds like yellow mangoes at 5 for $5 with Prime. Sweet Dacopan citrus is back, just $3.49 per pound with Prime. Plus, save on seasonal favorites like dragon fruit, kiwi, pineapple, and more. In the meat department, pick up animal welfare certified meats with tropical-inspired marinades. And be sure to try the spicy Hawaiian pizza, back for a limited time, only at Whole Foods Market.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
What's up? It's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
I'm Stephanie Santiago.
Sir Marvelous.
Siphon the Unicorn.
All right. Well, this is going to be an interesting episode for us. So, Sir Marvelous, we saw you in our DMs, sliding in the DMs, and we were like, this is interesting because we did previously have on a female dom.
Mistress Marley.
Mistress Marley.
Yeah, we're good friends.
And her sub, beta bitch. Okay. And so now you are a male dom.
Yes.
All right. So explain to us, for people who are listening, what exactly does that mean?
Well, for me, I identify as a central BDSM dominant. So I provide sensual experiences or introduction to BDSM. One of my missions, or I should say the biggest mission I'm on, is to try to teach people that BDSM is not as crazy as most people think it is, that it has a sensual approach and that you can actually use a lot of the sensual BDSM ideas for different ways of foreplay and to build arousal and things like that. So I'm hoping to show you guys some stuff that I brought with me today.
Oh, we're going to get a demo today. So yeah. Siphon, so her relationship is she's your sub.
Yes.
Okay, so now you told me, because, you know, you were saying she's the boss. Now, I thought that you were supposed to be the boss, but you said that's a misconception.
Yeah, it is one of the biggest misconceptions. I'm not allowed to do anything without her consent. That's first of all. Mm-hmm. And second of all, it still doesn't change the way that the world is. I believe, in my opinion, a man is not as full as he can be without a good woman, you know what I mean, supporting him. So a lot of the times, she helps me bring me up to where I want to be in life in a lot of different ways, both business-wise and in this relationship. When it's time for us to perform, when it's time for me to put on a show and do what I do, yeah, that's when I normally leave. When it comes to, you know, engaging with clients and, you know, just performing in general, like, I take the lead on how, I guess, we run those plays, so to speak. But as far as everything else, she's the boss.
Siphon is
behind the scenes manager of things. His calendar, the scheduling, making sure that he has the dry cleanings that he needs so he can look good.
Financing.
Everything. Yeah. Making sure our inventory in the dungeon is good.
So is the relationship strictly business?
No.
It's a real relationship.
We have a regular relationship and a DS relationship.
Okay.
It's like layers.
Is Sir Marvelous your first dom?
Yes.
Okay.
First and only.
So how did that happen?
Right. That was my question. Yeah. How did this come about?
I was at a party. I was at a lifestyle party and he was performing. He was doing demonstrations and I was like really excited to meet him. We knew he was coming ahead of time. I was able to stalk his Instagram and check out everything he was into. And I got there. He did a demo. I was like, I need more. I need like an actual session. Mm-hmm. So I had that session and we went to a party afterwards. Mm-hmm. I saw him doing more demos at that party. And I just was like, he's so talented. And he really makes women feel so, when they leave the table, they're like on the moon. Mm-hmm. And I'm a pleaser, so I can empathize really? With yeah. that, you know? And I'm like, more women need to feel this, that he needs to be able to have this power to help all these women feel what I felt on that table and what I witness other women feel when they're on the table.
Mm-hmm. But let's do a practice negotiation session with Stephanie
and Sir Marvelous.
What?
Okay, because you negotiate,
yes,
right?
Yes,
it's a negotiation that happens.
Every time.
So I want, you're going to give us an example and walk through it, okay?
Okay.
Excellent. So, Stephanie, have you ever heard of Impact Play before?
Impact Play?
Impact Play. Hold this for me, baby.
Yes. Oh.
Yeah, I'm not going to get up.
I don't know.
There's no wrong answer.
Please,
no, wrong
no
answer.
I haven't.
Okay, excellent. So impact play is most commonly recognized as like spankings or like paddling or flogging and things like that. And one of the biggest misconceptions about impact play is that it always involves intensity, pain, bruising in some cases, when the reality is when it's done right, it doesn't have to involve any of those things. A big part of what we're trying to do is trying to create rhythm with that spanking. Also, that rhythm is also going to produce blood flow or send blood flow to certain parts of the body that are going to potentially bring you to arousal and aid in orgasm, especially when you couple that with like dirty talk, a blindfold, maybe a choking around the neck. Of course, when we, you know, if you
all
consent
things
to things
you do
like
now.
That.
So,
you know what I mean?
Spicy.
Hello, I'm in the middle of a negotiation.
So I'm a big fan of impact play. I have quite a few tools. We're just going to role play like we're in a dungeon right now.
Okay.
I have quite a few tools with me. I have some floggers here. I want to show you what those materials feel like. I will give you a brief demonstration of what that feels like. And you could just tell me yes or no to any and every tool that you want to use.
Okay.
So that's how we negotiate.
So yeah, we would go through one.
We'll test things.
Mm-hmm. Would you let somebody test
out what I like and what I don't like,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And you then, would do that, a flogging?
What's a flogging?
The floggers the are made of the, leather, so they provide the like a leather, like, I said a leather, they provide like a thuddy feeling or a thuddy sensation. So you actually pass this to her, and she could just like hit it on her leg really quickly.
Hit your booty, Steph.
Yeah.
Here?
Yeah. Is that too painful?
I like this one.
Yeah. So,
it's not bad.
Go ahead, try it, Gigi.
It's like a leather ping pong paddle.
Come on, baby.
Look.
Okay, so we're doing some play here.
Is that too painful?
What do you think? It's
right.
cute, right?
It's cute.
So when you use more than one at a time.
Sanitize that.
More than one at a time, you're able to create, you know, a rhythmic motion, and all that vibration is sending good feelings to her pussy, her vulva, all parts of her body, in fact. And like I said, we're not just solely doing spankings. We're going to couple that with other things that feel good as well.
Like what?
So what else?
Yeah.
Dirty talk, blindfold.
The smell of the room.
I know that I wouldn't like the fringy one because I feel like that has little prickly mm-hmm. feelings. And I like more of a solid. Like when I like to get slapped.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a slap is a one, you
one
know,
done,
it's
right.
one solid movement mm-hmm. instead of getting like pricked in your face, if you understand what I'm saying.
Oh, absolutely.
So you're into this already.
I'm not into
it. You just don't call it BDSM. Yeah.
That's the truth. That's the biggest
thing. It is. If you like getting slapped, you just like getting paddled.
What other options are there? There's a paddle.
What's on
and
the menu?
Then there's this the flogger with the fringes.
Spiky thing I see.
So
what else?
So this is another one of my favorite floggers. I speak about this one all the time. And I love that you said that you probably wouldn't be into this particular one because another thing that I love to do is I buy particular tools that look scary, intimidating, or crazy. And you're like, I don't put that anywhere near me. And then when I'm able to show a person how I intend to use it, they're like, oh, that actually makes a lot of sense. So something like this, you can pass this to G.
Okay, G, let's see. Because I feel like you could try it on Stephanie since she thinks she won't like
no,
it.
So I'm going to tell you what to do and what not to do. So something like that, it looks scary, it looks intimidating, but it doesn't feel bad.
It does.
Also,
very light.
Sometimes I may, you know, put that in my freezer in my dungeon and make it cold.
And
sometimes
the
it looks like a Givenchy bag.
Yeah.
They don't, it does look like maybe
it's not
something
like,
you put on a Givenchy bag.
It's sharp, but it's not painful.
It's not painful at all.
Yeah.
Let me see.
So and how do you use it?
So I would slide that across someone's nipples, across their body. When it's cold, it feels good sometimes. Sometimes I may heat it up with like fire play. Different sensations. Dragging
that doesn't
it.
Look
so
painful.
How do you do it?
So for starters, you would use it for sensation play. You would use it for sensation play. Just dragging it right, just like that across their naked body.
Goosebumps.
Exactly. Exactly, Gigi, you got it right there.
Gigi, you're good at this.
Now, you can actually spank a person with it. It doesn't hurt. You can try
it
on.
I'm not going to spank her with it. You want me to?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Just one time. Not hard. There you go.
There you go.
Not that bad. Do it again.
Yeah. Now, aim for the ass.
not bad.
It's aim
not
for
bad.
The ass, right? The ass,
a little
right.
harder.
See, right. it's not bad.
Right.
Not
remember,
bad.
You want to start slow with anything that you're doing.
But I'm masoquista.
Yeah, okay. I like so, pain. Now, yeah. I feel like you've like done pain. This before.
She looked like a pro. I heard you speak. Trust me.
She was doing that too good.
Yeah, I haven't done it like on a professional level, but y'all know I'll try anything once, maybe three times.
Maybe three.
Right. I say the same thing all the time. Yeah. Try anything one, two, three times. Mm-hmm. Make sure.
All right, but well, let's finish negotiating. Now let's move to Gigi and let's negotiate.
Okay.
So
yeah, because I'm like yeah, everything. Mm-hmm. I'm terrible.
At first
negotiator.
She wasn't into it, but she's like, no, do it harder.
Not terrible negotiator.
So are you comfortable with any form of bondage or sensory deprivation, such as blindfolds? Are you comfortable with a blindfold? Mm-hmm. Okay, so we'll try something like a blindfold today. Have you tried any type of role play before?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. So role play happens to be one of my favorite things to engage in. One of the things that tends to really work for people that are engaging in role play is the feel of feeling, you know, your partner or the person that's tying you up, like controlling your body. And there are many different ways that we can tie a person up. I like to refer to it as one being a restrictive way where you actually feel bonded. And the second one is a decorative way where I'm actually just tying the rope around you to make a decorative design that just looks
but
pretty on you,
really.
But it's not restraining you at all.
Restrain me. Selfie time.
Exactly.
Tie me down.
Some people feel really, really good. It's almost like a natural high when you feel
the rope. You guys are too advanced, I feel like, because we're trying to do like these beginner things.
But, yeah, so, she's like, no, I want the worst.
I don't want to be able to breathe.
So like, tie me, put the ball in my mouth, close my eyes.
Yeah. You'd be surprised. There's a lot of people that don't know what they'd be into until right. they start actually understanding what it actually means within BDSM. So I like to be spanked. I like to be choked. But I didn't know that that was because I would like to have like the restriction of like my airflow and feeling like somebody controlling me, having somebody spank me for the rhythm and how it feels. Like I had no idea that's what it was. And it wasn't until I met him, he was able to really like show me what those things really mean.
What's the most advanced that you've gone? Like as far as the most, I don't want to say dangerous, but maybe the intensity level.
Oh.
Hmm. Oh, that's a good question.
How do we measure the levels? I think
because it feels like a lot of this that we're talking about right now is not necessarily pain, right? But so for the level of intensity, as far as this is, you know, I do feel this somewhere. What is the most intense level of physical? You know,
so I know how to explain that one, if I may.
Please.
So, when I started, I said that I identify as a sensualist. So, for me, what that means is that I'm not a very intense person when it comes to pain. It's all about sensations. However, I am sadistic in the sense of I like to cause. I like to torture people with pleasure. So I'm big on forced orgasms. I'm big on orgasm control. The idea of somebody forcing you to orgasm over and over and over and over and over again can be very, very intense.
Sounds like torture.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That is that one of our scenes. You know, so that's how our level of intensity normally goes. And you know, there are many people that practice BDSM where, you know, they're spanking a person to the point where, like, you know, they're bruising or they're getting red. And there's nothing wrong with that, especially if the person that is
they want it.
Of course you build up to it. You know what I mean? A lot of times people think that when you spank somebody, you go really hard really soon. You guide them all the way and you ask the person throughout the scene, hey, can I go a little harder? Can you take a little more? Is this okay? You're checking in with them. And of course, you know, if they say yes, you go deeper. But again, I try to keep the pain thing to like a
so for you it's more of a sensual feeling than a painful feeling.
And when you say rhythm, it's funny because like I've had with guys, not all guys are brave enough to spank you, know? But sometimes, you know, you get a bruto, like you get somebody who's a brute. And you're like, and I will literally turn around and tell them, like, bro, you gotta find the rhythm, you know,
too
like
much.
You can't just go crazy, you have to find the rhythm.
Yeah. Knowing where to hit a person
it's
and how
really
to hit them
important.
Is important, you know. There are more meaty parts of our body that can take a little bit more intensity, and there are other parts you just want to stay away from completely, you know what I mean? So
what about slapping? Because Stephanie, you guys both like being slapped, right? I know Stephanie more than you probably.
Oh, I love slapping.
Yeah, I like to be slapped. I like to be choked. I like pain.
Mm-hmm. You like
I'm a pain freak. I like to be hurt.
I love it.
Like, honestly, yeah.
I love
it. Like, my friends always tell me, like tattoos and piercings and stuff like that. And he'd be like, did it hurt? And then I'll be like, you know, not to ask me. I'm a freak of nature when it comes to pain. Like, I can take, for my little teeny body, I can take a lot of pain. So, and when you add that with, like, sex or sexual activities, it becomes pleasure for me. So.
Yeah, and I feel like it's really sexy. Like, when you're kissing, like, when you're in that moment and you're kissing and then they stop and, like, you spit and then it's a slap and then it's like a,
Yeah, but, so what about body? Fluids.
Okay.
Right? Like spitting, urinating, any of those things.
So
defecation.
So when it comes to how I engage with clients, there's no bodily fluids exchange and things like that.
There's some bodily fluids.
Not exchange.
I mean not exchange.
Not exchange,
but
no,
it's given.
They're squirting.
Like what?
There's a lot of squirting.
There's a lot of squirting. Okay. I have a lot to clean up after
this. Wow. So but yeah, as far as the when her and I engage, you know, it's all hands on deck. You know what I mean? As far as what we're able to do.
What about anal?
She's a lover of anal. Anal is actually one of the best ways to make a person come if you do it correctly. And you can come back to back too without a refract time, without having to wait for you to like calm down. Mm. You can go right into the next orgasm.
I'd never heard that before.
Yeah.
I didn't. Siphon, were you always able to come during anal or is this something that just was so marvelous?
Always.
Okay,
always.
So you've always been.
I've always liked that. But, but it's because of that. It's because the orgasm that comes from anal is so intense. Mm-hmm. It's so intense that you feel it throughout your entire body and you're just like, keep going. I made it. Keep going.
Yes.
Let's keep doing this. Yeah.
So one thing
maybe add some more stuff in here. Like, I don't know.
So I was going to say one thing about orgasms in general for women is normally when they do experience an orgasm, it's easier for the next one to occur. Mm-hmm. The hardest one they say is the first orgasm. And anal sex is so good for orgasms when you do it correctly because the A spot and the G spot are being stimulated at the same time. And when you combine that with like a vibrator on the clit, it's literally
fireworks.
Works mad.
Oh, yeah. So that's what you meant when you said add some more stuff in here.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Stuff.
I thought you meant your butt. I was like, all right.
Well, I mean, you know. It depends.
Now, what's the difference in pay? Because I know women doms get paid, I've heard, way better than a male dom would get paid because there's less of you guys. And some people feel like women, we don't got to pay for things.
Absolutely.
Right? We can just be like, come over here and spank me, and there'll be 30 guys lined up.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah, I get that a lot.
What you mean I got to give you $300? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Respectfully, yeah, I get that. Some certain caliber of women believe that there is no reason that they have to pay because they look good or, you know, stuff like that. And I'm like, that means nothing to me because you're not going to experience what I can give with anybody else without them either putting in the work to learn those things or learning from me. So I know my value in that sense. So, you know.
Period.
So like how much? Yeah, like so like on average, like with pricing.
With pricing?
Mm-hmm. How much is it?
It's $300 an hour at the moment. The prices will go up over time.
How did I know that?
Yeah.
You know that. Yes, huh?
You know that, Stephanie.
Yeah.
Clearly.
So, yeah. And like I said, the whole point of like, you know, doing these podcasts and just, you know, putting the groundwork in is so that it could become more mainstream. People to know where to go to find this type of information or where to go to even experience things like that. Yeah. You know what I mean?
You think 50 Shades of Grey really helped with that too?
I don't know. No, not
because I feel like it was like a mainstream.
It opened the conversation.
Movie, and it made people want to be like, I want to try that.
I think that it definitely romanticized it, which you know I have mixed emotions about the representation
of it. Thing than what it really is for you guys as professionals.
It definitely skipped a lot of the things that. We definitely
There was no negotiation. Sure. There was no real communication. As
you don't just bring that on
it
people.
Was just a lot of him bossing her around and her being like, okay.
Yeah.
And that's a huge problem, especially, you know, when it comes to promoting BDSM. People believe that you're forcing women to do things or men to do things. And reality is, like I said, we're not allowed to do anything, mm-hmm. or you shouldn't ever do anything without a person's without consent. Yeah. You know what I mean? But, and also that movie, he's a billionaire. Like, who can't get wooed by a billionaire?
Right.
When she mentioned it, I was like, he was picking her up in a helicopter on a private jet to
dinner shopping.
To the
airbags.
Like, and that's, you know?
Of course she's
going to
say, yes, daddy, whatever
I'm
you
like,
want.
Like, yeah, okay, we could think about
anything you
fisting,
like.
That's even broke. See, if a broke guy could get away with that.
All right.
Yeah. He was like, your boss bothered you? I brought your company. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Now, what are some things that you won't do that women have asked you to do?
Oh, man. These are some good questions. Nobody has actually asked me to do anything outrageous. A lot of the times when people come to me, they're coming to me with no experience, mm-hmm. and they're hoping to learn something new about themselves or learn, you know, something that they never tried that they would like.
How often are you surprised by these newcomers that end up being like, oh, okay.
Yeah. All the time. It's hard. I am literally learning every day that you cannot judge a book by its cover.
Right.
Like, you know, I'm like, I'm thinking, oh, this person probably won't be, and they are completely enthralled by
It'd
everything
be the
that's
quiet
happening.
Ones,
right? Yes.
And you have some good Yelp reviews.
Yes, I love reading the reviews. That's something that really does it for me. I'm big on like words of affirmation and things like that.
Yep. And I know you guys are going to help us out and give us a demonstration today, but I want to know some more, okay, as far as what makes somebody a good client for you?
Okay. For me, I would say it's just, you know, respect and communication, hygiene. I believe that the way that you put yourself out there is the way that people try to match you. Of course, you know, you're going to have people that are like outliners that are going to just be whatever. But I've been blessed to be able to say that I haven't had anybody come crazy, mm-hmm. you know, over here or, you know, come at me crazy or ask me for something ridiculous.
You mentioned hygiene really quickly. Let's delve into that.
Yeah, let's delve all the way.
Because I come from the strip club world, right? Everybody knows I was a stripper for a decade plus. And, you know, hygiene is always a thing.
Right.
Like, even recently, shout out to my best friend, my homeboy. We were having a conversation the other day. And I was telling him that my friend was coming into town to work at Magic City and she was going straight off the plane to the club.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, where's she going to wash that pussy at? And I'm like, at the club.
There's a shower.
And he's like, fresh off the plane to the club to wash the pussy. And I'm like, well, I'm sure she washed it before she got on the plane.
Right.
But what do you think is going to happen to her pussy on the plane that it's not still going to be fresh when
it's
she gets off?
Sitting.
You know, but that's always a question. Like, even like an ignorant person, they'll see a video in a strip club and then the comments, they'll be like, oh, I bet it's stinking there. Like, you know, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And yes, we do have the times where you might come across someone who really isn't that fresh. But in your profession, I know we're in my, you know, bubble, how we handle it. But in your profession, how do you handle someone that you feel like,
I haven't experienced that. I believe because people book so far in advance that they have the time to, like, you know, like if I know I'm going for a 2 to 4 hour experience with somebody, I'm going to be as fresh as I can. So even if, and I don't know, even if they're not fresh on any other day or somebody else might have had a different experience with them, I know when they step foot in my dungeon, they try their best to have everything up to par because somebody's going to be in between my legs. Even at the doctor, my mom used to tell me, you're going to the doctor, make sure you
clean
everything. You know,
well,
what
you never did anal and some girl shitted on you?
So that's a good question. So poop is a part of anal. It's not always necessary. I do try to encourage enemas before somebody does anal training.
I mean, actually, no one does it on purpose.
No.
But that's something that you can't help.
Yeah, you can't. Mm-hmm. You gotta be a grown up about certain things. If you're gonna do anal, you gotta be okay
that
with
we
a little
know
poop.
That's where it comes from. Right?
It is what it is.
Everyone poops.
You know what I mean?
Not me.
I keep.
Everyone except for me. I had a boyfriend years ago that refused to do anal because he said that he didn't want me to poop on him, and I'm like, he's like, I don't want shit on my dick, and I'm like,
you don't know what you're missing.
You sound so crazy. Like, you think I'm going to purposely, like, you think I'm not going to prepare myself for us to do, I'm asking you to do it. You don't think I'm going to be ready?
Yeah.
And he's like, nah, I'll pass. So, sadly, we never had anal, but.
Oh, yeah,
sadly.
Oh, yeah, so together?
No, this was an ex years and years
so
and years.
So, that says,
this is an ex thrice removed.
When somebody's really, like, I feel like when a person really cares about another person's pleasurable experience, like, they're going to do what needs to be done. And it's something.
But what if it's uncomfortable for you? Because I've never done anal. I feel like it's uncomfortable for me. I can't do it.
So again, is one of the things I do anal training. That's something that's really popular that people always ask for because
like, anal training.
So, because people have tried anal and it wasn't good for them. You know what I mean? And I'm a big advocate
Angela's
of
people.
It. And
right.
I ask for
I am people.
So,
yeah.
So I'm like, we're gonna negotiate with you since I did with them. All right. So let's pretend that you were open to speaking about just anal training. Just speaking
I'm
about.
I'm open to speaking about right. anal.
So my first question would be, have you tried anal before?
I actually wanted to try to do it, but it just wouldn't work. It was my butt was like really tense and tight. Saw him coming, it was like.
So my second question would be, when you the person that you tried it with, did they read any books? Did they watch any videos? Did you guys go to any workshops before trying this?
No.
So that's that is the difference between doing it with somebody that knows what they're doing. And I'm not saying that every single time somebody's ever did anal successfully is because they read a book. But if you
want, that's a good idea though. If somebody tries anal, I'm gonna be like, you need to go to a workshop.
First. Yeah, why not? Why not? Like, I know that you have so many businesses that you run on the side besides this that you wouldn't even work with a person if you felt like they didn't have the credentials to get the job done right.
I need a business plan.
Yeah, this is your body. Like, you need to make sure that people are knowing what they're doing, you know what I mean? Or care enough
like, did
to
you
do
bring
it right.
the lube? Did you bring the butt plug?
Right.
Are you prepared for this?
Did you wash that motherfucker out first?
Yes.
Yes.
All of that, you know what I mean? We spend more time educating ourselves on other things than the body that we're going to be stuck with for the rest of our lives. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So have some like you guys can read a book together. There's I forget the name of the book, but there are many things that you can read. There are videos on YouTube that you can watch for anal training.
Put it in my butt.
And taking your time. And when people say taking their time, they think that just going slow means all the things. Taking your time can mean over the course of the next few months, I'm just getting
you comfortable.
I feel
like you got to do it like ripping off a Band-Aid.
No.
think that's why so many people don't like your experience.
Yeah. I'm gonna be very clear about this. Anal should never have to be painful. It should never have to be painful. There are people that love anal so much that they like the pain that comes with the a little bit of a rush, but if you do it correctly, it's not painful at all.
Simon, how did you do it?
So I got fortunate. So that's the problem. A lot of people will have their first encounter with anal with someone who doesn't know what they're doing. They think, I'm just going to stick it in and that's going to be it. First of all, especially if you have a condom on, that is not going to work out for you.
Especially if you're very large.
You need lube. So I had someone who had done it before with other partners. Mm-hmm. They knew what they were doing. They took their time. You know, it was like beforehand, actually, we like took a bath together. Then it was like, okay, now we're going to try this. And, you know, there was plenty of lube, slow and steady. But once you get past a certain point, once the full head is in, I'm going to be honest.
Yeah.
Once the full head is in, it's like, let's go.
You might as well.
Let's
especially
go. Now
if
I'm throwing
it's one
it back.
Of those mushroom tops that we like to look at.
Mm-hmm.
So
you guys are making this sound so appealing.
Mm-hmm.
It's not bad, Angela.
And it's good if you come first.
I haven't done it in a while, but last time.
But why not?
Because, you know, I'm just. The partner that I have right now is just not.
He's not into it.
It's just not what we're doing.
But he put his finger in your butt.
No.
Okay.
But the last time that I did have anal was probably one of the best anal experiences I had. Like I was like riding it and I spun around with it still in and everything.
Oh my god!
I spun around. And it was a really, really, really good experience for both of us, of course. And if that is the last time that I'm going to experience it, it was a great time. So I'll live with that.
You just have to think about it now.
Yeah.
Now, Siphon, so when it comes to Sir Marvelous and pleasing him, right?
Let's talk about it.
Yeah. What are some things that he likes? Because now you have to be like, okay, there's a standard of what he does for you. Now, how do you please him?
Okay. So, because this is going to be, all right, there's a bunch. So, he's a dom, so constantly his attention is on the woman, whoever's on his table, whomever he's having a session with. So it's always like, all attention on them all the time. And it's really not, even though he gets pleasure from it, it's not for him, you know? So what I try to do, especially in our sex life, is prioritize him. It gives me an opportunity to kind of just be like a tiger. I just jump on him. I'm always jumping on him, doing something, rubbing his feet, but that foot massage will turn into something else.
Yes.
And, you know, let me rub your shoulders and then that'll turn into something else. And then I'm on top of him. And it's just like prioritizing him and kind of making him feel good, relaxed, and cared for. Like I like to run baths for him first so that he's able to kind of just
relax,
decompress a little bit, you know, and you do everything for everybody, so I like to do for him.
So to piggyback off her, I know that that answer may have seemed like anybody would like that, but for me particularly, like my two fetishes are massages. Mm-hmm. Like I literally have a fetish for massage. Like I want to get rich so that I could get a massage twice a day.
Trust me, we all would.
Yeah, exactly.
So I would love to be a massage tester.
I heard about I seen the massage that you got when
it
you was on.
It was so good.
Two people at the same time.
Woman working on my upper body and a man working on my lower body, and it was amazing.
It was heaven, right?
Yeah.
So that's something really that we provide as well. So,
yeah. So you also do massages, right? Yes. I've seen that.
Yeah. So I don't. That's a good point. I actually don't do any BDSM without a sensual massage first. Mm-hmm. I think it's super important to get a person comfortable. To wake up.
Are
wake
you certified?
Up their body. No, I'm not certified, I'm really good. Really good. So, but yeah, I take my time and mm-hmm. I try to give everybody, not try to, but I provide a massage before any session. Mm-hmm. So one of the things that she does for me, she has stamina. She can give me a massage for 2 hours straight, 3 hours straight.
I didn't realize how long.
What are you doing later? Really
I'm available. But yeah, just I know that sometimes you just have to get lost in it because I can just imagine when he's doing it to me, I feel like I lose time. Like I'm able to kind of like go off into another place. I'm just feeling so good. And if I was rushing while I was doing it, then he's not going to feel that same type of energy. Mm-hmm. But once I get him nice and loose, I do some things to him.
Like what?
So we'll say oral is a big deal.
Okay.
Right? So we get really creative with the oral. So I'm always trying to like outdo myself mm-hmm. because there's
like last night.
What did you do last night?
Oh, she woke me up.
I can't say the word because that could get us banned for stuff.
No, well,
you can't ban here. This is lip service.
Oh, yeah, you can.
I can say that word.
She woke me up eating my ass last night. That was a thing.
He looked so. I looked over and he was just like sleeping so like peacefully and I was like, oh, this would be a great time to kind of like sneak under these covers. He sleeps naked, but then there's like a little cover showing like a little thigh
just
and ass.
Case,
and I'm like,
you know,
he's tempting
know.
Me. It's like he wants
wow,
this.
Wow, that's nice.
So yeah, she
woke me up. I've been woken up like that before.
She woke me up doing that, and then something else that I'm big on that she's really really good at is like I like her nibbling on my dick. I like mm-hmm. her like biting.
Oh, so you like to see? Yeah. We've always heard no tea.
Yeah, no, that's the thing. So it's again, it's
like
not what you do;
tea.
It's how you do.
Not
right?
Hard tea.
That's why I use the word nibble, not bite. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So she's using it feels good. Like she grips it and then like oh. It's a vibe.
I've been wanting to eat him up, so I just kind of like go with that feeling.
Can you nibble on his balls too, or is that
no? I don't have like any touching on my balls.
I gotta be even careful sometimes when I'm like licking too hard. Be careful in that area. So like, okay, all right, but I know the spots.
Do you ever get jealous like when he's with other clients?
Oh wow, we were just talking about this when we were in Chicago. So especially like if we're on tour because. The setup is completely different with the dungeon. Like it's a completely different room. I'm nowhere near there. But when we're on tour, you know, maybe we're like at an Airbnb and I have to be on the other side of the Airbnb. The session's happening. You can't help with the sounds that come out of there. I know what's going on in that room. So I kind of like, I waver between cuck and compersion. So there's times where I'm just like, yeah, baby, do it. Yes, I know she's enjoying this. And then mm-hmm. there's times where I'm like, is this the one? Is this the one? It got a little too quiet. Is this the one? But then I have moments where it just, I hope nobody gets offended, but sometimes I get turned on and like, I'll do my own thing.
Hello.
You know?
Yeah, that's nice.
All right. Because I have a thing for auditory, like the sound of it, you know? So
I called her, I'm going to be honest with you.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry in Chicago, anybody that was in Chicago. But every time I came out to like get water for the client after the session, I caught her playing with herself every single time that I came out of there.
Get it, girl.
One time she was game banging herself out
there.
That's
damn,
you're like 10 fingers.
Wow.
She was like, I couldn't help it. It sounds so good.
Nice. So it's safe to say you're into like voyeurism and
very much, yeah. Very high on voyeurism. Mm-hmm. Very much. I like to watch. I love the energy. For me, I'm a huge energy person. Mm-hmm. I was telling him one time there's been a couple times where he'll do a session and I feel like the energy's kind of bubbling out from the room and it kind of like hits me, you know. And whenever I go to like a party, if we're at a swing party or something. Mm-hmm. the more people are engaged and having a good time, that energy really just fills the room. And it like lets me bring like all my guards go down. And I'm just like, let me just be here. I'm just floating.
Like, so you guys go to swinger parties.
Yes. We're like, hold on.
Wait. Exactly. We all have to say.
Yeah.
I'm sure you got a lot of clients at swinger parties.
Yeah, some they always ask me like, "Well, where can I find more people to do this?" I'm like, "You could come to this party, come to that party." Mm-hmm. So we have a pretty good community when it comes to the swinging in New York.
What about male clients?
I work with clients. I work with couples, not males by themselves. I do teach males at events and things like that. But as of right now, I don't do like one-on-one male clients in my dungeon. They have to come with like their partner where I could demonstrate on the 1 minute and then show them like stuff like that.
You think that men like things more violently than women do? Like step on my balls?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I believe that we do. No, actually, the crazy thing.
I was going to say, I'm surprised you just said that, actually.
No, not step on my balls. But I think that women have a higher tolerance for pain than men in general.
Yeah,
I think
that's just
tougher. But
AKA
I think,
menstrual cramps and childbirth.
Waxing, laser hair
waxing.
Removal.
Right. Oh my God, waxing is crazy. Yeah. She waxed my balls the last.
You only let me do half.
I can't believe you let her wax your balls.
I can't believe
you won't
let her
nibble on them.
I was walking around with half my dick shaved because
yeah, that's so smooth.
It was so smooth on that side.
She was like, I went, oh my God, I was tortured. But to answer your question, another thing that she does for me is that I identify as a cuck. So a cuck is somebody that can derive pleasure from the idea of somebody else fucking their or engaging with their partner. Mm-hmm. So like when we're having sex, like she'll call me somebody else's name. She'll talk about somebody else that fucked her better
that
than
guy
me.
At the party in
speak.
The corner.
The guy in the corner.
Oh, you seen him? He was looking at me.
You know what I mean? Stuff like that. So like, I'm just piggybacking off of that because you did ask her some of the things that you do for me. So she knows what I'm into and stuff.
So
like,
you have watched her have sex with other men?
Absolutely. Yeah, I love that shit.
He loves it.
I love it.
So how was dating for you prior to you guys being together? Because she's down with the shits. Like, she's here for it all.
I feel like
right?
I have a t-shirt that says
so,
that.
So prior to you guys, what was your dating life like? Because women are so jealous and women are so, like, you know, obsessive and, you know, possessive.
So I've been in a lifestyle probably about, like, 9 years now. And before her, I was just still trying to find my footing and stuff like that. And in prior relationships, I was a cheater. And there's no excuse. I'm not going to justify it in anything like that. That's just how it was. As far as like intimacy between me and my partners, it was always good because that was something that I really loved and I was passionate about. But it's hard to make a relationship last if you're lying and you're cheating and stuff like that. So to sum it up, those relationships didn't work because I wasn't who I am today.
So the professional side didn't have anything to do with why.
So when I got with her, I started pro domming like officially. She was like, she was actually my second client.
Wow.
She was actually
I wouldn't have known that.
Got it.
So I did.
You got it early.
Yeah.
Like, no,
I invested when it started.
So
when it was fresh.
Before her, I was just doing performances at parties and things like that. Mm-hmm. In fact, the day that I did a session with her, we had to run out to go to a party after that. And she happened to be going to that party. Actually, I invited you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we ended up going to that party together. And then she seen me do demonstrations on women on the table. And she
was
like,
bow, chicka, bow, man.
She was like, I should be your pimp.
Do you have an erection when you work with other women?
Yeah, they love it.
Do you ever come from it?
No, I've never been able to come from that. I actually whisper in it. Yeah, you should feel how hard my dick is while I'm touching you, and they like it.
It all likes it
because again, when a woman feels safe and they know they're not going to violate their consent because they're not consenting to sex.
Right.
But they're okay with me talking about it. Mm-hmm. They're okay with learning. They're okay with knowing that I'm turned on, and I believe that. They're turned on by the idea that I'm turned on. You know what I mean?
And you also give classes, right? For people to learn how to do this.
Yes.
Okay, so are a lot of people signing up for these classes? Or I guarantee you after this is a few people.
Right. Yes, what we're doing now is we're starting to incorporate doing classes on tours. So the way that we do the tours now is that I go from city to city based on what the followers that I have and how they respond. You know, it was a bunch in Atlanta, a bunch in Chicago, so forth and so on. And what I was doing was I was only doing private sessions, but now we're going to start doing classes in those cities. We're also going to make time to do a performance in those cities as well.
Yeah. I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't actually have sex with your clients, right?
No.
Okay.
No.
And that's like a personal preference for like us. That's not something that we could say every dom does. Okay. You know, because and because you can't, what's the phrase? You don't yuck people's yums. Yeah. So you know, some people do want to go
there are people that pro dom, both on a dominatrix side, meaning the woman side, and on the male side, that will engage. Of course, it's consenting. You know what I mean? They consent to all of those things. But her and I, we swing. So I tell a person, like, you know, if they're getting a little bit too frisky, which has never happened, but if every person was interested, I'm like, catch me at a party. Me and my woman will fuck the shit out of you together. Ooh. But I don't need to like do it in the dungeon, because me personally, my belief is that I believe that a person can agree to something during that moment that they probably want to take back later. Mm-hmm. And I don't want that
Do they have to sign something? Yeah, we do a waiver and stuff.
No, because I couldn't imagine a guy like giving me a massage and then telling me, oh my God, my dick is so hard, and then I can't have it.
Right.
So, I know.
I mean,
it's not going in my mouth.
As soon as I hit it, let me see.
Right here. Right here. Well, so can you do edging then?
And yeah, I do edging all the time. That's a big part of what I do. I love to build up that orgasm from literally the beginning of our session all the way through. I don't allow people to come without my permission. They get punished for coming without my permission. Mm-hmm.
So there's definitely orgasms. Just definitely.
So can you finger a girl, finger and do all of that?
I use non-latex gloves. I actually show them the ways that I keep us both safe during the negotiation. I'm very, very thorough with my negotiation, so they know exactly what they're getting into. And so to answer your question, fingering, penetration, toys, vibrators, I'm more big on vibrators and other forms of sensations. But there, I do have some clients that are like size queens that want to be stretched. They want to be filled. They want to be double penetrated. They want to try anal for the very first time.
Slowly raised.
Siphon, have you ever had a dick that was too big to go on your anus?
No, I'm sorry.
Let me answer for you. Think about that. You know, I give everything the college try, so I'm
a trooper.
I haven't found one that I couldn't figure it out, so I'll say that.
We're going to make it work.
Yeah, we might just need a little more lube. That's it. Yeah.
Well, we do want to see this demonstration that you guys have for us. So we do get to move over to the table, right?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
All right, well, let's move over to the table. Okay, Sir Marvelous is taking his shoes off. Okay, now he's doing the massage. That was too quick of a massage for me. Here's the oil, the sensual oils. Okay, ladies. All right, are we going to see some fire also? Oh,
absolutely.
Okay, perfect. Okay, he's taking up her bra. You can tell this is not his first time.
So are we getting the...
This is the flaw, the leather flaw.
Sir Marvelous Kink's professional version, or are we getting the this is my bitch and this is what we do version?
This is the PG-13.
Okay.
That sounds a lot harder than it feels, because we all got flogged before this.
Yeah.
This is really good for turning a person on as well. My dungeon has a lot of echo in it, and it's nice and dark and red.
It's so the jiggle for me.
When they feel the flogger and they hear it, also, I have clouds in my dungeon, so whenever I hit a person, the clouds kind of like, it looks like thunder.
Oh, wow.
Oh. So. I'm not going to lie, the sound is really sexy. Mm-hmm.
It sounds like, ouch.
It's giving me inspo for my OnlyFans, link in my bio.
Link in bio.
Okay, it's getting more intense.
Oh, that one was a little harder.
There's no marks, though. Mm-mm. How you feeling, Siphon?
I feel amazing.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you mind us watching?
Not at all.
Are we cucks?
Cuck one, cuck two, cuck three.
Is that
it's marvelous.
It's marvelous.
Marvelous.
Yeah. Marvelous.
All right. So he's checking on her, making sure she's okay.
So normally I would take a little longer with the massage. Longer with any and everything that I do.
Okay.
Because we're short on time.
This is abbreviated because we are short on time, so he would normally take longer.
Yeah, my massage is at least an hour long.
Okay. Wow, the massage alone is an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Some people could just get a massage. We've seen that on Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
It feels like you enjoy this part, Sir Marvelous.
Oh, I love it. It's one of my favorites. So a good thing about when you spank in a person's ass, you're actually sending that vibration to her asshole and to her pussy as well. You feel that in your ass, baby?
Yes, sir.
Are you feeling wet, Siphon?
We're good, man.
Okay. Maybe she's going to squirt in here.
That would definitely be a lip service what? First.
Let us know so we can duck.
Not so we can duck. And then what's this tool?
Oh, this is like some type of spike.
This is a pinwheel.
A pinwheel.
Yeah, this is a Waterberg pinwheel. This is for sensation play as well. I can use it in combination with my electric kit. So I'll show you what that looks like now.
It looks like a pizza cutter. Oh my gosh, is this like some type of shocking device?
Yeah. So you can feel my hands, they're actually electrified. I'm going to turn it up a little bit so you can hear it on the microphone as well.
Look, I stepped back.
Just in case.
Sparks flying and shit.
What does this feel like, Siphon?
So it's electricity. Like his hand is electrified.
No, and I could see she's getting a little goose pimple.
Goose pimples.
Which means that feels good as fuck.
Next up.
Now what?
Fire!
Oh, this is the fire part?
Yes.
All right. What? Oh my gosh. He's putting fire on her back.
Like a hot stone massage.
But like real flames.
But except with the real
it's
fire.
It's fire.
It's like a fire wand.
Siphon, what does that feel like?
This feels like a really warm ball going across my back.
I smell it.
I would like this fire thing.
You want to try it?
No.
Not today.
Another day. Now, this is something you cannot try at home. I take it.
No, you should be trained. This trained is not professional. Traditional fire. The accelerant that I'm using is actually alcohol. So alcohol burns a little bit lighter. I mean, not a little bit, a lot lighter than traditional fire. Also, I mix it with water.
So far, what's your favorite part, Siphon?
I like the flogging the most so far, but this fire massage is nice too.
Right? That sensation of heat is nice.
Yes.
This is a good demonstration to see what you could be in for. See, this isn't so bad.
And also the
warmth of
the fire, it really warms up the temperature of the body. And everybody knows it's a little bit easier to orgasm when you're warm.
When you're warm.
Mm-hmm. So keep your socks on. Keep
yeah, that's why they say to keep your socks on.
Really?
Socks.
To orgasm?
Yeah, we've spoken about that.
Yeah. I know, but how do they suck your toes?
True. I agree.
How do they suck your toes?
I agree.
Wait, there's a knife?
That's a
okay,
machete.
Girl. Aperate. Girl, you okay? He got a knife. Mm-hmm. He got a machete.
I saw this one episode of Snapped and they was playing with knives and the girl she blindfolded and then
this knife is really dull.
Okay.
I actually brought it dull and I dull it down even further because I always tell people you don't need it to be dangerous, you just need it to be sexy. So this particular knife, it's very intimidating looking, but it's incredibly dull. Mm-hmm. However, when I use fire play first, or if I'm spanking the booty, then they feel it, drag it across their skin, it still provides a different sensation.
It feels dangerous.
Very intense.
No, yeah, that's exciting.
Oh, she said, and it's cold.
Yeah, so it's temperature play. So 1 minute I'm doing fire, which is really hot, and then the cold of the thing is like a refreshing feeling sometimes.
Okay.
Make sure you don't use the wrong prop knife.
Yeah, don't use a traditional knife. I can use the sharp part to kind of provide an extra sensation. It's still not going to be dangerous to the point where I'm actually going to cut skin. I'll never cut skin.
Yeah, no.
It's not my thing. But she still feels it. You know, if I were to grab her and play with her, if she was standing, I could put her up against the wall with my hand around her throat. I could talk shit to her and tell her how she was a bad girl this day, today, or anything like that.
Every day.
Every day.
Siphon, you were a bad girl?
Every day.
Okay.
Another one that I like.
This is the one you tried, Steph.
Yeah.
Did you hear that moan when it first touched her back?
Mm-hmm.
She's really enjoying this.
So I can spank someone with this. It doesn't hurt.
She likes this. She likes being spanked. That's why she's been a bad girl every day.
So that's the technique, the flick of the wrist, huh?
Yes.
You see how I notice the techniques?
Okay, now he's grabbing her hair and spanking her.
She's such a good girl. I love spanking this beautiful ass. Can I spank it, baby?
Yes.
I promise. You want to let me spank it?
Yes, sir.
That's a good girl.
Give it to me. Give it to me. Stick that fucking ass in. Damn.
Yeah. Act like we're not here.
You look beautiful on this table. You know I'm going to do some things to you, right?
She does look good on the table.
She looks very good. Yeah, she does. From this angle.
But she's been a bad girl still.
Being as though you guys are a real couple, is this like foreplay? Like, are y'all going to go to the dungeon and get it in after this or what? Yeah.
Because
my girl is ready, okay? Did you say it might go down in the car?
It might go down in the car.
Okay.
It might go down in the studio.
So we have to do things in risky places.
Nice.
Might be the studio.
I see them piercings, girl.
Do you ever get nervous, Siphon?
Sometimes if we're performing in front of a large crowd. But it goes away once he's looking at me and touching me.
Okay, because you trust him. You got to establish trust, right?
I love
right?
that.
So I get nervous all the time, actually. Every single session, I'm nervous until they get home and tell me that they got home safely.
Oh, wow.
Like, I don't know nothing to happen.
So this
I'm not going to be like, the last place they saw this girl, she said she was going to a dungeon.
So this bondage, is this the pretty bondage or is this like the real deal bondage?
So this is a little bit of both restrictive and it's a little pretty as well.
Okay.
But I like this one because it's a very simple hand restraint.
Okay, now she is naked except for
and
her fishnets.
Yes.
Slut position.
Slut okay. position. Is that what he said?
Slut position? I've only seen this on video. All right, that's nice. He kissed
Such
her vagina.
That's what I said. I think she's a good girl.
Yeah. He's making her comfortable by doing that. See, he's a good dom. He's kind of a sub
dom. You come back with the fire.
Oh my God, you're going to put fire in her vagina? But she was being good.
Oh, wow.
Okay, I'm scared. All right. Fire on her nipples. Fire down below.
The play-by-play with Angelique is amazing.
He really just tapped her pussy with
so
his
So you got to wipe front to back.
He did it again. But wait.
She loves it. Y'all going to try this.
Oh, my God.
Not.
I'm scared. He's really tapping her pussy with this fire, and she's loving it every time.
All I know is if Siphon squirts right now...
Oh my God.
Oh, God.
If she squirts, it's going to be all in our purses.
Angela wants out his purse. So
let me get my purse.
Oh, my God. I want my new minis today.
Wait, he's putting oil in her vagina? Okay.
Well, he just.
This is also
a lubricant.
It's a lubricant. Okay.
But he just put a condom on this toy.
Okay. What is that? It's like a microphone.
It's like a vibrator, like a magic wand.
Okay.
And it's vibrating
she
and just laying
it.
On top of her vagina. And what is this position called again?
Slut
position.
Yes. I like that.
She likes it.
Yeah.
Oh, there's another toy.
Oh my God. Is that in her butt or in
her
vagina?
It's in her vagina.
I can't tell which hole.
I mean,
I'm on this side.
I'm on this side too, but.
Yo, the play-by-play is crazy.
So if there's like one toy's on her clit, the other one is in her vagina, and now he's flogging her. She is loving it. And she's tied up in slut position.
Oh, it's the hair pull.
I know, he likes to pull her hair back.
Meanwhile, the toys are still in place. The toy has not moved. It's just laying on top of her clit.
Okay.
I think she's going to come. Are you coming? Oh, wait.
Oh
she can't
gosh.
Come until he tells her to. Look at them toes. Woo-cha!
Them toes is going crazy.
Woo-cha! Yes, put them toes, girl.
She not making orgasms like somebody. No.
I just really hope my prayer community forgives me for this.
My prayer community.
Oh, wait.
She said, oh, okay. God.
He pulled the toy out of her pussy.
Okay.
But the vibrator
is still
intact.
Oh, wait, that's a toy
intact.
That goes in your anus. Oh, my God.
Oh, now his fingers are in there.
Yes, sir.
We have
9, 8.
Oh, my God.
Use it too fast.
3, 2, 1. Now we're gonna go for 2 seconds.
Oh my gosh.
Oh God.
2, 3.
Like we gotta move out the way.
Hey, keep that shit in.
Yes, sir.
Keep that
yes,
shit in.
Oh my God. Yes, he's talking to you at home.
Oh. Talking to you guys at home.
Let me move.
Oh, fuck.
6, 7.
Oh God.
I said,
oh, okay. I'm trying.
You keep that shit in. Don't
yes, sir. It. Oh my gosh. Oh,
my God. Keep that shit in.
No, I don't think she could hold it.
I know you like to watch it.
Yo, Angela. So, she's like, I don't think she can hold it.
She can't hold it.
You have them fucking fools. You ready?
It's like when you have the key in the door and you got to pee.
Right.
You gonna be a good girl again?
Yes, sir. I promise. Try
this. Don't give her no blue balls.
For 10 seconds.
Yes. Okay.
2, 3, 4, 5.
Here she goes.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now we're gonna pump for 10 seconds. When I say the number 10, that's when you're allowed to pump. Yes, not a yes, second sooner. Okay. If you decide to be
sick, if this works, this guy is amazing.
Yes, sir.
I will go inside your pussy with my fist and grab that cum up. Don't yes, you hold sir, back. Yes, when I say 10, you give me everything, yes, okay? Sir. 1, 2, 3.
We gotta move.
4, 5, 6.
Oh my God.
7, 8, 9, 10.
Oh my God.
This is like the episode of Sex in the City.
Oh my God.
You got it, G. Fabi introvertida.
Okay. We're over here.
Oh my God.
Good job, yes, son. Yes, good job, Sir good Marvelous. Job.
That was amazing.
Applause. Okay. Well, she definitely squirted. That was not fake. She squirted. I'm ready to go to sleep.
Oh, my God.
I feel like I just came out.
I need a cigarette.
Sir Marvelous, how can people contact you?
And I don't even smoke cigarettes.
I don't even smoke cigarettes.
Sir Marvelous have 2 Instagram pages. Sir Marvelous is one of them.
Sir Marvelous.
And the second one is Sir Marvelous Kinks with K-I-N-K-S at the
Sir
end.
Marvelous Kinks. Okay, so look for him on social media. We just witnessed squirting in person.
This was intense.
This was very intense.
This was a hard day at work. And that was the speed round.
That is his own table, so.
I deserve every bit. Yeah. I get paid for this show.
Okay. Well, lip service, thank you so much, Siphon. Sir Marvelous.
How you feel? Wait, how do you feel?
She's sliding in her squirt.
Siphon, how do you feel?
I feel really good.
Yeah.
You look like you feel really good.
Yeah, he does. Apparently, he does know what he's doing, guys. Yeah, just putting that out there.
He definitely does.
Maybe you want to get trained in this.
Look at this table.
This table is soaked. Dan, can you clean this up? All right, lip service, guys.